Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, August 14th, 2026. The Muslims have launched a new massive attack on Spain. They're being overrun right now.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
We have a bunch of huge guests. We have the Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk assassination debate going right now. We have so much massive news today. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. And you have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives.
I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You will be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic government of Morocco has launched another giant Islamic attack on Spanish-held areas. It's openly backed by the State Department in Israel, completely over the top. You have the Democratic Party in a bunch of polls. This has been coming out the last few months, but now in Polymarket, which is the real poll that counts, she is the absolute frontrunner for president 2028 with these people. Just emblematic of how dangerous and insane and really dumbed down the puppets of the globalists are and the people that actually vote for this. Just wild. We've got big developments with Planned Parenthood and a giant court loss facing $2 billion for keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs and selling it to the highest bidder. Just unbelievable. The WNBA says, yeah, we're going to put biological men and women sports. So I guess that means Royce White's going to be able to do it. That's not even our top stories, though. It is all over the top important. We have a gigantic broadcast today. Please stay with us. Huge guest, your calls, and so much more. We're about to join 400 plus stations that carry us that don't carry the first five. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and our news site, AlexJonesLive.com. You're the Paul Revere's. Take action. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy
1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. You've been.
It's Friday, the 14th of August, 2026, and I'm your host, Alex Jones, and freedom and humanity is alive and kicking and coming back to take the pole position. The Great Awakening is here. The globalists are in deep trouble, and they've been thunderstruck. Thunderstruck. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What a transmission we have today. I mean, every day is more intense. Every day is more insane. Because the technology is moving quicker. There's more people than ever. There's more wars than ever. There's more innovation than ever. There's more good, bad, and ugly than ever. What an exciting, dynamic time to be alive. What opportunity. But the Chinese are right. Their hieroglyph, their symbol of opportunity also means positive and negative. It's really up to what we make of it. Okay. We have the vice president making an amazing, truthful statement. And I said it would boil down to this in the end. He said preventing nuclear Iran is the number two U.S. goal after ensuring cheap oil, which is the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which the administration keeps lying and saying is open. We have the numbers, and which is destroying the world economy that makes BlackRock happy, but if Trump really does want to fix the world economy and fix the U.S. economy, well, then he shouldn't be happy about it. And I can tell you from my sources in the White House, the majority have been against this war, but not the people in control. We've got that stack and a video clip of the vice president talking about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have the big story, really, that in all these different polls the last few months and now in Polymarkets, AOC is way ahead of everybody to be the front runner, Democrat nominee, in 2028, just a couple years from now. What does that say about these people? I got a bunch of clips of top Democrat socialists of America literally saying, yeah, we're getting rid of the police. If somebody rapes your daughter, just deal with it. These judges are letting all these murderers and rapists out on purpose, folks. They're not misguided. This is to destroy civilization. We've got another giant wave of Islamic invaders out of the land of the Moors, Morocco, same folks that conquered Spain for hundreds of years, had to be kicked out at the start of the Crusades, took hundreds of years to do that. And the State Department recognized them a few months ago, said you should take these areas that Spain's controlled forever. And Israel said you should attack. And now here's new footage. Yesterday and today, tens of thousands more pouring in. And first, the Spanish government said, oh, they'd all gone home last week, but most of them didn't actually go home. We have all the footage of that, the numbers. And they didn't just attack that particular province. They hit other areas as well. And we have all the footage of the buses pulling up and the police from the Moroccan side directing them, including people they'd let out of prison, chasing after them with billy clubs, making them get in the ocean and swim around the seawall that was built to invade the Spanish territory. So it is wild. I got a bunch of crazy footage of them raping, killing, attacking police, carjacking, and then just shots of the towns just overrun, military-age men everywhere. But this time, Spain, the communist government, is not denying it's happening. They've got armed troops and giant armored trucks with water cannons, and they are fighting back. And that's not because the communists don't want an open border, but they want a slow burn. They don't want to wake up the population too quickly. Mass demonstrations all over Spain against the Islamic invasion. This is a perfect case point example of how the globalists and the left and the communists want slow, they're still massive, but in comparison, slow invasions. The slow knife passes the shield. Of course, I'm quoting the book Dune by Frank Herbert, where you have these shields. You can't shoot somebody with a laser or even a projectile weapon that's fast. You've got to slowly pass your hand through the shield and then stab them. And that's the motto of the New World Order. The slow blade passes the shield. We've got that. Also, when I first saw this Caroline Leavitt story in the last 2 days that, Trump was harassing her and she abruptly quit. He didn't want her to quit and he loved her. I thought that's just more ballroom distraction or reflecting pool distraction. But then I dug into it and talked to some sources. And it's not just her. It's a lot of people see the writing on the wall of this administration and they want to get out. And I've known this for really a year. You saw Elon get out or be run out. I think it was mutual. But folks are watching what's happening up there, and a lot of them have a conscience, and they don't like it. So I'll give you some of the inside baseball on that coming up. At the same time, while we're on, you've got the Candace Owens debate on Charlie Kirk's assassination going on. We were watching the start of it. It began a few hours later than they said it would. It was just a bunch of pleasantries going on. But any highlights, we'll get to you. But we've already gone over every angle of this. And the reason this is such a big story is the system's lost all credibility. We know there's a cover-up of what really happened by the FBI. That's confirmed. But the thing is a hall of mirrors, and everything contradicts everything else. And so it really has just become a big tar baby at this point. And people that used to be politically engaged and awake spend about 40, 50% of their time obsessing over every new little factoid and debating, is this AI, is that AI, what's going on here? And, I mean, we still cover it, but, I mean, you know, I don't think it deserves more than 5% of our time because we got so many big fish to fry. But I will be doing a special live show tomorrow, Saturday the 15th, at noon, with all the highlights of it, and I'll probably do 3 hours, and I'll spend an hour on it because it's interesting to me, too. But nothing against Candace or the guy she's debating. I debated him last Saturday. It comes out in about a week. He was pro-war. I'm anti-war with Iran. But the guy she's debating, how are these guys the arbiters of what really went on? I mean, the real answer is there is a cover-up by the FBI. That's confirmed, of foreign involvement. There is a cover-up of domestic involvement. And when you have that, and then so much of what they claim is on the footage isn't there, we're not getting the truth. But then the investigations into what the truth is, so much of that's not accurate, and then everybody defends every idea that's there, even though a lot of it's disprovable. So it's just a giant mess. But that is a byproduct of the system losing all trust that the public had in it. Some have said, you know, they shouldn't have this debate and that it's the Charlie Kirk murder industry. And no, I think something this important and something that we know is being covered up is just the nature of the ultimate whodunit. So you're going to, by necessity, have that. I just personally covered it quite a bit, but just not as much as some folks, where it's all they do now. And it's basically going nowhere, because this trial, where they didn't have a grand jury, they had the prosecutors indict, is as crooked as the back leg of a dog. And some people say, well, that means we should focus on it even more. Well, I mean, I will focus on it, but every little photo, every little shot, every little pixel, every little, and then no one can tell what's real and what's not. It's just emblematic of what happens when a system is run by a bunch of crooks and you don't trust anything anymore, you have to get back to basics and you have to get back to the fundamentals of life and civilization, what we know works. You got to get back to on the ground reporting, which is why we need to get the general public to basically everybody be a reporter with an X account, with your own website. They're easy to set up as well. And just have your phone, have your camera. And when you see a house on fire or a car wreck or you see a press conference going, get it yourself or any event so that we have raw on the ground human intelligence that gets fed out to the world so we know the truth. And a great case point example of that, interconnecting it before I plunge into all this news and more, there's a lot more I haven't mentioned. The Spanish government 2 weeks ago, when not 50,000, but the low estimates 80,000 to 100,000, slammed into several different provinces of Spain and North Africa in the land of Moors, Morocco, and they said there is no invasion, or they said, oh, they've all gone home, or all the rest of it. And then because we had thousands of videos, people on the ground, certified raw footage you can run through and, you know, different systems and document, it's not AI. We knew what was happening from thousands of angles. It didn't matter what the corporate media said here or in Europe. It didn't matter if the SPLC told you it didn't exist. It doesn't matter when they would, you know, under Obama saying, oh, there are no caravans, there are no migrants, there is no open border. Well, we could all go, myself included, down there and get you raw footage, and you could go see it for yourself, too. And it didn't matter because we're not just the independent media. We're not fighting the mainstream media. The corporate media is a shadow of its former self, discredited, constantly lying and twisting. So we need to stop calling them the mainstream media. They are the corporate globalist propaganda system. So I got a big stack of news on that we'll be getting to as well. A lot of big data center developments. Vivek Ramaswamy, who I like on many policies and many ideas, still, though, is a servant of the most aggressive forms of big tech, and he's out there peddling how we should all roll over to the data centers and how the data centers might even give us free electricity if we just roll over to them. Well, they've already been given carte blanche, unlimited government funding, liability protection. They're running roughshod over the local governments and the people. And the media is spinning like, oh, conservatives in small towns used to be free market. Now they're not. This is not free market. So I'm going to be getting into that. And then my big Islam stack. Oh, my gosh, I could spend an hour on just today's Islam out of control behavior. James O'Keefe dresses up like a Muslim in a burqa and brings in a bunch of Muslims. And did you know that if you just say you're vouching for someone, they have a law that you can vote with no ID and just go in and engage in fraud? That's one article of more than 40 items. I have public school children being loaded on field trips the parents weren't told about in Texas and taken to mosques. Now, for what, a decade in Germany and England and Ireland and France, people was like, why are you so obsessed with what's happening in Europe or the UK or Canada or New Zealand, or Australia? Well, A, I care about people, period, and I care about the West. It's very important to preserve it. It's under attack. But everything you see happening in Europe is the same globalists, same NGOs, and it's coming for us. So it's intel. And boy, do we have examples of that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So I'm going to hit the big Islam deep dive when we start the next hour, because I got that stack and then two other stacks on Islam I remembered I put together. And then I've got the second wave of the giant Islamic Moroccan government-sponsored invasion funded with $40 million from the State Department, passed 3 months ago by law. We showed you a few weeks ago, backed by Rubio and the Israelis, to punish Spain for not letting the U.S. launch strikes with bombers out of Spain. People go, well, he's a communist, and they said Muslims come and open the border. Yeah, just because they're bad people doesn't mean then we back Muslim countries launching full assaults against a Christian nation. There's a lot of good people in Spain that don't deserve this. And it just shows how Western governments continue to back Islamic groups, just like Israel and the U.S. officially said we may just send al-Qaeda out of Syria that runs Syria in to invade Lebanon, and now Iran says, well, they'll just bomb Israel if Israel does that. And I don't back them doing that, but I mean, this is Iran fighting al-Qaeda. So it just becomes untenable. I don't want to hear Israel say, oh, side with Israel and whatever Netanyahu does because we're fighting Muslim extremists, when whether it's Hamas or al-Qaeda, you got your arm up their rear end puppeteering their Islamic extremist asses. Of course, they're not really extremists. They're just Orthodox Muslims, which by its very nature is cancerous and explosively destructive. The word extremist isn't strong enough. So that's just some of what we've got here today. Also, Truth Social sale of fast access to Trump post to, quote, get ahead of the market, the definition of insider trading. They're going ahead with it despite all the experts and regulators, everybody warning them that it's openly criminal. And again, people say, hey, the Democratic Socialists, the Democrats, they're bad. What are you doing about your Trump? I'm sorry. If I don't expose this, I'm part of it. I am just absolutely blown away that this is going forward. But Trump knows he can pardon himself, so, and he's like, well, Pelosi does it, so why can't I? And I'll give it to Trump. At least he's hiding it in plain view. I mean, this is next level. This is like saying, well, I can pardon myself for murder, so I'm going to, you know, hypothetically, Trump walks Melania out on the front steps of the White House and shoots her in the back of the head. I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm just saying it's a terrible analogy, but that's what's happening to the ethics here. And I wonder if this is what they're doing publicly, what else are they doing? And then this is going to overshadow conservatism and populism. And that's why I say MAGA's dead. We've got to start talking about what goes forward. Well, 1776 that brought in MAGA and populism and freedom and national sovereignty and free market and Christianity and a love of the West. That's where we are. I also have a bunch of videos, and I've got test score numbers from around the country and the rest of it. You know, in California, they got rid of SAT scores in the high schools. Then they got rid of using them in the colleges. And then that's going on all over the Western world. And then in places like Michigan, they're getting rid of grades at the universities, period. And now we're seeing the results of that, and what does that really mean? What does that do in society? Well, I saw a short speech by the teacher of the year in one town. Well, this is in Tennessee, and she just perfectly breaks down what this is going to do to society and what it's already doing. So that's all coming up. One hell of a transmission today. Now, let me just tell listeners something that is very important. Today is the last day at the alexjonesstore.com. Only happens 1 week out of the month because every month they give away another super sports car, super off-road vehicle. This month, the next month, it's two awesome deluxe off-road super trucks. So one offer ends tonight at midnight in the sweepstakes. The other began 6-7 days ago. That's how the sweepstakes work. And it goes into next month. So this is that sweet spot where you can get put in to win both of them with every purchase. And instead of every dollar you spend being put in 5X into the sweepstakes, it's 100X. That ends tonight at midnight Central Standard Time. So it closes out your ability to win the 2026 Ram 2500 Laramie. But you can also win today into next month the new offer, the 2026 Ford F-250 Super Duty plus $20,000 cash. But the big thing is you get 100 entries per dollar that you spend. So that's thousands of entries. And most people that win are winning when they do it at the end. So take advantage of that. People really like it. It's a lot of fun. And then separately, I'm going to get to this later, but there are a whole bunch of top prestigious studies, top medical systems, a whole bunch of them just came out. And one big one came out yesterday, so they then spotlighted a bunch of others. Brain structure and the response to emotional stimuli as related to gut microbes profiles. And they found that almost all the psychopaths that they've gotten access to who are in prison, who let them do blood tests and things, have parasites. Now, you think of parasites as like tapeworms and things like that, and there's thousands of different types of species that are large worms. Kennedy got one in his brain, ate part of his brain, RFK Jr. It's not a joke. There's all sorts of amoebas that are, you know, in Texas, kill people every year that are very large single-cell organisms. There's all sorts of smaller amoebas. That's why everybody at least once a year should do a regimen, in my opinion, and doctors agree, and more mainline ones do. We've been talking about this for decades, but now it's mainstream because, you know, we're tomorrow's news today, that if you take the best anti-parasiticals out there, it cleanses you of this from the bacterial level up to the full-size worms. And you've got something like 2 billion people are infected with the brain worm that cats carry, and it's associated with mental illness, violence, and psychotic behavior as well. I think half of India in the studies, you can look it up, have the brain worm from the cats. That's why the, quote, crazy cat ladies want more and more cats. They want the cats to urinate everywhere. The worm programs the brain. This is a fact. Sounds like science fiction. No, it's real. To want to smell the smell of cat piss that has an enzyme put out by the worm so that there will be more of the cats with the worm, so there will be more of the parasite. There's also in nature, there's parasite amoebas that go into slugs or snails, have them go to the top of a tree so they get eaten by a species of bird who then defecates out the larva of it to continue the life cycle. So it has the slug commit suicide. And so this has been known for a long time, but they call it a conspiracy theory. Now it's mainstream news. That's the reason you want to go to 1776rx.health. and get the very strongest medical-grade ivermectin with minbenzidol. Ivermectin won the Nobel Prize for antiparasitics, but I'll tell you, minbenzidol, that's the name of the drug for humans. It's a different name for, a little bit different for animals. You've heard Mel Gibson talk about all his friends that took this and what happened. I have a good friend personally that got diagnosed with something particular, and they wanted to just radiate it and all the rest of it. And, oh, he just went on this and bloop. So, consult your physicians, all the rest of it, but it's something that I believe everybody should be on a regimen of at least once or twice a year as a detox, because this stuff doesn't just go after parasites. It goes after fast replicating cells that aren't wanted, that aren't part of your body or aren't part of what your body should be doing. So you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink, and it funds this operation. And you'll be consulting your healthcare provider and via telemedicine, the nurses and doctors, when you go to 1776rx.health. But on top of it, talk to your regular physician or nurse practitioner and do your own research into minbenzidol and ivermectin. And look what else is associated with, not just purging parasites from the bacteria and the amoebas and up to the worms. It does stuff even more important. And this is, you know, really God's. There's a lot of evil out there, but God always gives us a path of something that counters it. You are insane if you don't go to 1776rx.health and get medical grade. You can find this stuff online. Most of it's fake or adulterated. It doesn't work the same. You might get lucky and find some online that, you know, is not garbage, but this is certified medical grade, and it supports the broadcast, a 360 win. You can subscribe to it and get a giant discount on it as well. And then, you know, give it to friends and family, all the rest of this. This is important, folks. 1776rx.health. Take action now. Don't believe me. Just go search the news today about parasites being linked to mental illness, psychotic behavior, mass murder, pedophilia, everything else. And then decide to get rid of them. You might want to do that for yourself. I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com. And the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle. So 2 month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate. 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy. Turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free, gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins, they're about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month, in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Very frustrating to me that even 6 months into the experimental Frankenshot COVID injections in 2021, it was in the New England Medical Journal, of all places, very prestigious, that the majority of women that took the COVID shot in the first two trimesters had miscarriages, and then 32%, if I remember correctly, I've got the studies right here in my stack, I'm going to get to it later, in the third trimester. I mean, that is a massive kill rate. And then it comes out in Fauci's own text messages and emails that he knew it was killing the babies and huge medical complications of the women, some cases death, and he covered it up. So where's the indictments? Oh, he was pardoned by Hunter Biden's daddy? Well, he's in an ongoing cover-up, so there's a million ways. State governments indict his ass. Grand juries. Now. And then he'll sing like a canary on all his bosses, though we already have all those documents. But that's why he hadn't been indicted, because he's a high-level functionary, but still just an uber-gopher. And ran the attacks and the HIV and the deadly drugs that killed everybody, the AZT, all of it. This wasn't his first rodeo. So that's coming up because it's finally gotten the public's attention. You know, now this has come out. Now Joe Rogan, I'm not mad at Joe, but it's like the Fox News host took four COVID shots and immediately the first few was having all these heart problems and then knew it was the shot but didn't tell the public what had happened to him years ago, John Roberts. And Joe's like, yeah, I know a whole bunch of women. I think he said five women I got the club that had miscarriages after the shot. And I'm like, well, then tell people back when it happened. I'm just saying, why do we like, I mean, my uncle, when he was 16, was in great shape. Already had, you know, the National Baseball Scouts coming to look at him. Didn't want him to go to college, wanted him to go right into the, you know, baseball league. And he took a tetanus shot when he stepped on a nail and almost killed him and really wrecked his health. I mean, my grandmother, her doctor told her she got polio from the live polio vaccine in the mid-50s. And, of course, it later came out that most of polio was the vaccine. And in modern times, most polio is the vaccine. Reuters AP, pull it up. The majority of modern polio cases are vaccine-induced. I mean, I know that from my grandmother. Plus, it's in the history. But it's like, oh, I'm having basically a heart attack from the shot. My doctor told me it's the shot, but I won't tell people. I'll wait till it's safe years later when everybody knows it. I'm not criticizing Joe. I'm just saying everybody needs to get out ahead of things and not wait till it's mainstream admitted. We were there before they even rolled the shots out saying it'll be associated with miscarriage because we had internal documents out of the CDC that they later published predicting just that, including the myocarditis and all the rest of it in the heart, the blood clots. So I've got those clips here in a few minutes. It ties into high school football star 17 dies suddenly following heart attack at morning practice, and you better believe he'd had a bunch of the shots. And heart problems are off the chart with young people. All-cause mortality from ages 2 to 40, there's a 44% increase in every Western country that had the shots of death. It's killed more people than World War II and World War I combined, and that's including civilian deaths. We are under attack, but I'm already kind of going there. That's coming up. Well, I didn't know that Roberts had actually done a tweet, but then deleted it. See, where is your instinct to warn people? This makes me mad. If you know something, don't wait till it's mainstream. Don't wait till it's safe. Fox News anchor John Roberts deleted a tweet that questioned vaccine efficacy in light of Colin Powell's death, clarifying that he is actually pro-vaccine. So it's worse. Back at the time, he was having serious heart problems, and his doctor told him it's from the shots, and he still took more of them, and it got worse. He had a little bit of soul and warned people and then pulled it back. Wow, even worse. Oh, Colin Powell had all his COVID shots, but it broke through, so you need more shots. The fact that Colin Powell died from a breakthrough COVID infection raises new concerns about how effective vaccines are long term. You know what? I'll do J.D. Vance and the Planned Parenthood news next. I'm already getting into the shots, so let's just do that right now. Let's get a clip 11 with Joe Rogan. Says he personally knows five women who got miscarriages after taking the COVID vaccine, calling Fauci a sociopath. How about a mass murderer be in prison or worse? He knew that women were getting miscarriages, and he lied about it. He said privately in a text message, it seems there's a cytokine storm. Well, Joe, that kind of goes by extension with you and John Roberts. I mean, you know five women that this happened to, and maybe I missed it. Maybe you did talk about it back at the time. Probably did. You know, Joe's had a lot of courage, you know, the whole time exposing this. I'm just saying you need to be first, though. You need to be up front, not a couple years into it. That's what we do here. And when I'm trying to differentiate, say, oh, look, we're the best. You can count on us here at AlexJonesLive.com, no matter how dangerous it is, to stick our necks out first when we know something's going on. And we were the first to expose COVID and predict the whole thing before they even rolled the shots out. And we've been dead on the whole time. And we're going to expose the next attempted pandemic, the next disease X. That's why we're so critical. That's why when you call in thanking me for us all together saving so many lives, warned people not to take the shot. So many of you didn't take it because of the show, and so many of your families didn't. Every day on the street, people thank me. It happened yesterday on the street. Happened with callers yesterday. I appreciate that. But listen, it was you tuning in. It was you sharing the word. It was you sharing the articles and videos. It was you, you, you. And it's not about you feeling good about yourself. It's about you realizing where the power lies, John Roberts. Because right when the shots started, the miscarriages are happening, and we see all these nurses and doctors, oh, I got really sick, but didn't tell anybody, or, yeah, my wife had a miscarriage, but I didn't tell anybody because it sounded kooky. Sounded kooky? What? Everyone knows you don't ever give a pregnant woman any of these shots. They didn't start till COVID saying pregnant women should take two shots. They should take extra. It's incredible. So, high school football star 17 dies suddenly following heart attack at morning practice. And the statistics are, you saw it, record level with sports people. It's still happening. Video, former CDC director says it was a mistake to recommend COVID vaccine to pregnant women. Oh, we didn't know what we were doing. No, you knew exactly what you were doing. And it was in the CDC report in October of 2020, months before you rolled it out. On the list is miscarriage, sudden death, heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, infertility, turbo cancer, 70 plus things. Guys, we used to always pull that up when I said it. We probably pulled it up 1,000 times, but just pull up the CDC internal warning, and then they later officially put it out. Oh, you didn't have the government officials. Good job. They did that in like 3 seconds. Remember, they had waivers for members of Congress and their staff and high-level federal appointees and their staff, but not the military, not the FBI, not the federal marshals, not the Border Patrol, not the Selective Service, not all those federal. No, 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 no. You've got to take it. To Trump's credit, he didn't sign an executive order saying you have to or you're fired, but Biden did. Yeah, Fauci urges pregnant women to get vaccinated. We can play you compilations of it's good, it's safe, help your baby do it. In fact, you should get extra shots. Want to see the videos? You want to hear his evil voice? 2017, don't worry, Trump will be hit by a new pandemic, probably respiratory out of China. It'll change everything. We're going to get rid of the old system and fast-track mRNA. Take your shot. You're going to love it. You're great. Stay 6 feet apart. Unless you're Black Lives Matter, then riot. That's good. Oh, CDC study. Black Lives Matter protests are good for stopping the virus, but any other protest is bad. Think I'm joking? That's an exact headline. Remember the feds? When the left protests, it's good and stops the virus. Now new documents have come out that they didn't want people out in public because they didn't want learned natural immunity to take hold. That would have basically instantly ended what COVID was doing, just a souped up cold virus, because the shot was the real attack, the real weapon. And everyone clapping for the medical crews the first year, but once it became mandatory, hundreds of thousands got fired. They weren't so cool anymore doing their TikTok videos. But let's look at this. By the way, you can just pull up, type in New England Medical Journal, massive increase in miscarriages after COVID mRNA shot. But look at this. Oh, reports of myocarditis, reports of miscarriages to CDC VAERS system that's super even ultra hard to use. But despite that, the biggest signal of miscarriage and death ever recorded starting right when the shots roll out and then the boosters roll out, right at the level of the refusal of the boosters, and as it went down to almost nothing in just a few years. From 80-something percent, you know, taking the first shot to 50% taking the next, to 30%, and then down to like 2% for the fifth booster or whatever. But look at this. It went from a previous peak of miscarriages back in 2008 when they had a bunch of shots rolling out at 200-something percent to 3,500% increase in 2021 and a 1,700+% increase the next year. And then people stopped taking the shot, so now it was only a 400% increase, and then a 300% increase. Ah, what happened there? Gee, I wonder. Do I need to be a pathologist to know? I see somebody walk up on the street and shoot somebody in the head with a shotgun, their brains blow out everywhere, and I say, that person's dead? Do I need a pathology degree to tell you that? Do I need to be a coroner? Gee, what's that signal right there? And then, of course, all the documents, it's all confirmed it was that, you know, real. But goes here, you're not a doctor. You're not a virologist. You're not a pathologist. You're not a cardiologist. Oh, I just have all the top ones on, agreeing with me. And the leftist goons, I've had 12 shots. I love it. I got more. It's so good. It's so nice. And now we're like, John Roberts went on TV 2 days ago and said, it, you know, almost killed me, but I still kept taking more. My daughter even admitted it was the shot, but why didn't you tell us? It'd be like if you went to the store and bought a certain brand of aspirin and ate one and it almost killed you, and then you took it to the toxicologist. They found out it had a low dose of arsenic in it or cyanide. Everybody's going to run and pull it off the shelf and warn people. But, oh, no, I got poisoned. I better not tell anybody. I might sound kooky. So, just amazing. So, everybody else, if you have five women tell you, right when the shots roll out, they had miscarriages, and women were saying, oh, my God, my period was totally normal. Now I don't have it anymore. Now I just bleed all the time. Now, you know, then you know, you should have your wife, or you should have your wife's friend or your coworker that told you this. You should try to get them to speak up themselves, but if they won't, you should at least go out and tell people. Because we need to do this when we get attacked again, and the globalists say they're going to hit us with new pandemics and new scares. We have to instantly respond. We have to take action. We know there are a bunch of killers that want to depopulate us. We know there are a bunch of evil globalists. We know they have a long track record of saying they're going to do it to us and being caught doing it and all sorts of lethal secret experiments. So they're known killers. And so the next time they try this and the people foolish enough to take it are dying, getting sick, and having heart attacks and miscarriages around you, you've got to raise the alarm. You know, if you're at the mall and you smell a really strong smell of gas, you need to go tell mall security. Or if you wake up at 2 a.m. and smell smoke and your neighbor's house is on fire, you need to call 911 and also go knock on your neighbor's door, see if they're home or see if they know. You know, high trust societies are known for people getting engaged, good Samaritans helping others. Look at places like China, somebody gets run over, they're half alive, nobody helps them. Americans used to be known as some of the most helpful people ever. Now that's changing because people are so into themselves and don't want to bother themselves or don't want to get criticized for warning people that John Roberts almost got killed and wouldn't even tell people it was a problem. That's why I harp on him. Now, Joe, I'm sure he probably did actually talk about the miscarriage thing before. I'm sure that he didn't. I can't speak for that. But now he's definitely telling people the story about it. Here's the clip.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, you see the Fauci thing where he knew that women were getting miscarriages and they lied about it. He lied about it months after he knew, after he expressed publicly or privately, rather, in a text message that it seems there's a cytokine storm that's causing miscarriages with the second dose. So he says this in a text message. I don't know if he said second dose, but he did say cytokine storm that is associated with miscarriages, and then publicly was out there promoting the idea of women who are pregnant getting vaccinated when he knew there was an issue. And they also lied about the number. The number of women that got, I don't even want to say what the number was, because what I'm reading is 80%.
It's 83% increase in the first two trimesters. New England Medical Journal.
Insane. But I personally know five people who got pregnant during the pandemic, got vaccinated, and had miscarriages. Five different people.
If I got a girl pregnant, I'd be like, you need to get the vaccine.
You need to be safe. Our baby needs to be safe. Yeah. And you should get both, the Moderna and the other one, just in case.
Oh, yeah. Mama.
Dude, it's terrifying. That guy's a sociopath. People that are thinking that this guy was some sort of a healthcare hero, you don't know what happened in the 80s. You need to go and just objectively read up on what that guy did with AZT and AIDS.
Did he do a lot of good with AIDS?
So no, I'll tell you in a minute. Well, oh, so boy. What does it say? Cumulative miscarriage rate of 10.8% from 6 to 20 weeks with after mRNA vaccination. Just stop and think of that. Imagine if you're having a kid, and Mark, you have a kid, you're the only one besides me. Mm-hmm. You love your kids right. more than anything in life. The idea that you could give a medication and 1 out of 10, your baby's dead.
Mm.
No one's going to sign up for that. And what is the odds your wife is going to live and everyone's going to be fine? It's 99.9999 if you're healthy. Yeah.
99999
people that they should get vaccinated while they're pregnant.
I should have signed up.
A claim from early 2021 pregnancy registry report showed an 81 to 82% miscarriage rate. This is a misleading recalculation of preliminary registry data. Many live births in that early report involved people vaccinated in late pregnancy. So simply removing them from the denominator while returning. But the issue, apparently, what he said was in the first trimester. That's why it's 82% within the first trimester. That's what they're saying.
The first two.
This is what I'm reading from.
I've had all the medical doctors on. We've gone over this whole.
Jay Bhattacharya was talking about it online. So this is like not kooks that are talking about this. This issue that he knew that there was an issue with women having miscarriages, and that motherfucker still promoted it. He still promoted it openly on television. It's very important that women get vaccinated. That's the most important thing. They were just selling vaccines, man. They were selling vaccines and killing people.
Yeah, so you notice you go ask ChatGPT or whatever, and it spins it. Oh, well, it's in the first true trimesters there was an 80-plus percent, but when you average it with the other one, it was lower, so it's really only 10. There's a whole bunch of studies. It was well known, and anybody who's older than 30 or even younger than that, if you pay attention, until COVID, they always said don't give pregnant women frickin' shots. Don't give them vaccines because of an autoimmune problem and miscarry. That's been well known. So they're like, oh, in fact, type this in, guys. I bet you can find it. You got to probably click web. It's really old, like 5 years old, 6 years old. There were headlines. CDC says, or it was like Fauci says, Hotez says, they were all pregnant women should take extra COVID shots and extra flu shots. Take two. Type in pregnant women should take two flu shots. It'll just come up. Pregnant women should take double the COVID shots. I saw them say it. I read the articles. So not only they know it's killing people, killing the babies, they go, take double. And then let's just take their spin. Oh, oh my gosh, only 10% of the babies die. 10%. Imagine your block's got 100 people on it. Well, the gunman only killed 10 people. It's not a problem. And then I have compilation videos here today that are 15 minutes long, 10 minutes long, an hour long of Planned Parenthood people sitting around going, yeah, I'm buying a Ferrari with the money. Yeah, we keep the babies alive and sell them to the universities with still beating hearts. Just type in what I'm saying and all the videos of it. And now federal court rules against Planned Parenthood in devastating blow that's going to cost them $2 billion. And I remember when these pro-life groups, going back 25, 30 years ago, because one of the people that prosecuted him was the attorney general. She even did it when she was the district attorney in San Francisco. She prosecuted people in San Francisco that snuck in and got jobs and infiltrated Planned Parenthood and showed them keeping babies alive and selling them. So it took decades to get this out. And then the group still kept going. Anyway, they got prison sentences, $1 million fines. Look it up, folks. It was a saga. I had these heroes on and their lawyers. And then they didn't stop. More waves undercover. More waves undercover. And yeah, there she's talking about the Ferrari she's getting. And so, and they're drinking literally $400 bottle of wine at lunch. And I've just got hours of this. And them confirming, yeah, we keep the babies alive. We tell the woman, oh, your baby died. And they love third trimester babies. They get hundreds of grand for those. The organs, everything else. So this is the monsters you're dealing with. And I need to start the next hour and get into all the other news. I think we're doing a pretty good job today moving through a lot of important news. Just show who the globalists are, what they think of you, how they're out to get you, how they see you as an animal, how being trusting of them is idiotic, how we have to dismantle these globalist institutions and put them in prison. And also want to show you, Harrison did it yesterday, and I've seen other videos of this, other ultrasounds. By the way, they don't ever turn the ultrasound for you on a true 3D, but for decades you go to the mall and you know see your baby in 3D. But for hearts and other things, because I'm older now, so I've gone and gotten my full proctology exams and colonoscopies and 3D heart scans, just to, because I'm 50-something, time to do it. So really should do it when you're 40, but I went and did all that this year. And I'm sitting there watching my heart, 3D, perfect, on a big screen, while the nurse practitioner is sitting there for like an hour going over it. And it's just amazing. They don't show you that when you go to the medical doctor, the OGBYN, because they admit, in case there's a deformity or in case you want to abort, they find it makes you, this is the news articles on this, the bioethicists at the hospitals don't get machines or calibrate the machines to where you can actually see how human they are. You're shown some black and white, TV thing. Looks like it's from the 1950s. So you don't personalize it. But the ultrasound they've got is 3D color television. And they can hit a button and make it the actual color it is, because the scan can do that. Or it can hit a button and do all these different colors and show where the veins are, or where tissue is, or where the organs are. And, it's amazing. And so they have all of this. But notice when you go in for an ultrasound, it's black and white. And they talk about the bioethics boards, too. I've read these articles and reports on air. They'll go, if the technician sees a serious deformity, de-res so that the parent doesn't notice and do not inform him at the time. Just get a recording of it and let the physician at a later date tell them. So, you've seen the scans. Remember, all the liberal states tried to pass laws saying these mall kiosk should be banned. Some states did. You can't show a woman what the baby actually looks like. You can't show it sucking its thumb. You can't show it in HD color. But they can do it for your heart or for your brain or for your liver or for your Achilles all day long. Just think about how they control reality, how they control perception, how they block the real crime statistics, how they don't let you see a real ultrasound of the baby. All of this. And they dehumanize our children while they're chopping them up and selling them. But now, because of 25 years of two different pro-life groups, people going to prison, people losing their houses, I got to dig all those articles back up and have those heroes back on. Because this third round, none of them went to prison. It was the first two rounds. We're talking 10-year prison sentences. Yeah, and that's old. That's like 3D from 20 years ago. The 3D now is unbelievable. They were scanning my heart and going, let's scan into this little artery. And they'd zoom way into a little bitty artery and go, look, no blockages. Your heart's a 20-year-old man when it comes to...
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.